Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Tomlinisms of the week really sucked, so I just picked the injuries, and a lot of them. Didn't think I was going to hear Tomlin declare Broderick Jones out. Calvin Anderson / Andrus Peat now vying for that spot. Derek Harmon not going to play. Mike Tomlin did sing the praises of Y.A. Black, and I don't think that Harmon's going to be as big of a loss. I think their depth is hurting now. But I don't think there's going to be a huge drop-off from Harmon to Black. I'm not sure there's going to be a huge drop-off from Jones to Peat or Anderson. Highsmith potentially coming back. All right. I think Herbig, although he was non-existent and invisible Sunday against a backup left tackle, which isn't good, he's been overall a very good player. And I do think the Steelers, though, have had some success having all three of those guys on the field at the same time. The Highsmith thing is just a pain in the ass because he gets hurt a lot and he's making a lot of money. And that's a deadly combo.
I mean, I think he's going to be traded.
Especially when you've got a great backup behind him in Herbig.
I think he's going to be sent somewhere else this offseason.
I think you're right. Or, well, here's the thing. Who's going to take that contract?
That's true. I mean, even as I say that out loud, that's the other thing that creeps
into
my head.
You're going to have to take some of that money on, I think, potentially.
Probably. They still should have done the my famed Highsmith for McLaurin deal a couple years ago. Either way.
Although he's had his fair share of injuries this year, too.
Scary Terry's been, it's the injury report that's been scary. I would have nominated for this, just for the record. Talking about Khalil Shakir and other Buffalo players.
Yeah.
Mike said something to the effect of, instead of saying they can often take short passes and make big gains out of them, Mike said that they are able to make a lot of yards off of minimal risk schematic endeavors.
Which, by the way, is his favorite thing. In an offense.
Catch and run.
Yes.
Wait,
you're telling me
I can throw the ball 5 yards to somebody and he might take it the distance? That's why Mike would probably nominate Jaylen Warren for the Hall of Fame based on that.
And yet he plays Gainwell over him constantly, although
Gainwell makes some nice plays too.
Good games. Yeah. And then the last two, limited, we'll see, Joey Porter and DK Metcalf. I'll tell you what, I'll have a different take on this game if DK Metcalf doesn't play. Because then what are you looking at? MVS, come on down, I think would be the answer. And we'd finally see him to see if he can gain back some of that rapport he's had with Aaron Rodgers over the years. I think that's probably what they would do.
I got bad news, but I got a different thought for a second.
Please,
I know you're citing the wide receivers, but Porter, if he doesn't play, suddenly looking at 4 missed games for him now,
yep.
If he doesn't play in this game, you got to start thinking about, do you want Joey Porter Jr. to get another contract after 3 years with the team? He's been steady on the field the first 2 years, but missing 4 games and I think being average when he's been out there, not great.
I think his season has, I think his play has perked up and improved since the safety changes for the Steelers, putting Ramsey and Duggar back there. But, you know, not being available is a big problem. Tomlin was asked about Asante Samuel Jr. today. We all went, ooh, wow, they got him. and only on the practice squad. Good pickup. Low risk, potentially high reward. Here's Tomlin on Samuel's status.
Always, you know, open to our practice squad guys elevating, particularly those with the resume like Samuel's. And so he's only been here a short period of time. He's been working his tail off to not only get in football conditioning, but learn what to do. And it's been a good endeavor thus far, but it's too early in the week for me to speculate.
That makes me think he's got a decent chance of getting the call up, because that's way more effusive praise for him than anything he's said about MVS in these press conferences. He's made MVS basically just sound like it was a favor to Aaron Rodgers and they needed somebody with a pulse to put on their practice squad.
I saw somebody in the middle of that game with the wide receivers doing nothing say MVS must be running a 5.0 40.
Yeah.
If he can't
Who
get
said
on the
that?
Field.
I saw that too and I agreed.
It was a delightful tweet. I enjoyed that.
And Mel's here, a delight to work with.
Really?
Yes.
I think I'm a mostly surly, cynical, often miserable person, but thanks.
That was our PM team Talmudism of the week.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.